I saw two babies. One was a little bit older, and the other one was a brand new baby. And the Lord said that there's two birthing. But I also saw that Sister Maeve was in the revelation, and that she. So I said to her, "How are you going to manage these two babies?" And she says, "Don't worry, I got it taken care of." And then I looked, and there were two people, one assigned to each one of the babies. And but even though that it was your baby, but someone else had the babies that were caring for them in the house. Someone in the house were caring for the baby, and I felt that the Lord just saying that birthing, that there's a birthing that's happening, and that even the workload of the birthing, because to carry a new baby is a lot of work, but the Lord said that he's already got it taken care of, and that the help is there, that the help is there. And Brother Russ, I even feel like the Lord is just saying that even this season, that there's a season that he's calling you to even I want to say rest, but just take some time with the Lord, because of what is about to happen. God is going to download some strategies and even lift off some burdens and lift off some things that has been trying to kind of pull you on every side. And it's like a positioning that is happening, and that positioning is bringing strength. It's going to bring a strength like you've never had before. But I just saw that you are being like settled in. And where it's like almost like it's not, you're not sleeping, but it's a rest of the Lord that's coming upon you, that you're going to begin to just hear and experience and receive strategies from the Lord, because what is about to come, that it's going to explode like you have not. And I saw the house begin to just expand on every side, and the ceilings grew high, and the walls went out, and I saw that the babies were taken care of. And the Lord is saying that this worry, the workload, that there is help, that supernatural help is on the way, and that this is the season of birthing. And I was talking about this morning about apostolic prayers, and apostolic prayer is the, I was talking about the offensive warfare, and that it's aggressive warfare, that this is where ground is taken, because the apostolic anointing that will manifest in this season is going to cause you to take ground, not just contain what you have, but it's going to expand you, it's going to move you forward, it's going to cause you to be going out to the left and going out to the right, and it's going to cause you to go up. And so there is an enlargement that's happening, there is an increase that's happening as the prophetic, as the apostolic anointing comes into play. And that as apostolic prophetic people, that we are going to begin to pray apostolic prayers. And we have to understand what apostolic prayers is. It's on the offensive. We have to declare the word. We have to stand like the brother had about the word tonight. It was interesting that the prophetic words that came, it was all about intercession. It was all about prayer and using the weapons that we have, and the word of God, the sword of God's spirit. That's an apostolic weapon, because we release the word of God, and it's the word of God that destroys the enemy. Amen. It's the word of God that pushes back the gates of hell. And the Lord says that even this, that we're going to begin to see the gates of hell push back in ways that we have not seen it before, because we're going to ravish the kingdom of darkness, and we're going to be increasing the kingdom of light. We're going to be seeing things happen, but it's just God just looking for us. And I could just see like the army of God getting mobilized, and intercessors arise in this season. Prayer watchmen on the wall arise. God wants you to watch. God wants you to pray. God wants you to seek his face like never before. God wants you to position yourself and stand your watch, and don't come down from your watch because of end of nothing. Stand your watch. If you've been appointed a watch, stand your watch. If you've been positioned on the wall, stand on the wall. Don't let the spirit of need pull you down off the wall and distract you, because the enemy knows those things that are going to get you off your post. And I'm saying this because some of you that were not here this morning, that is important in this season, that you allow that intercessor's anointing inside of you, that prayer warrior anointing inside of you to arise. us that God is looking for watchmen and he's looking for intercessors that they're going to have his heartbeat and know the cry of the Father's heart, and that as we position ourselves that we are not going to be caught off guard like Nehemiah rebuilding the walls. He put a strategy into place, and the Lord is saying that we must put strategies into place and be on our guard that the enemy does not come. And as you know that Nehemiah always was ahead, a step ahead of the enemy, because he knew how to strategize. He knew what things to implement and put into place that they just didn't work. They had the swords in their hands, and every worker had a sword, and they had the hammer together, and they were working with the hammer and the sword. And the Lord is saying that we as a people have to be alert and sober and vigilant, that to know that, you know, that don't get so off work. This is work, and not have the sword, because we have to have both together to move forward in this time and in this season, because of all that God's calling us to do and all that we're called to accomplish in this season. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a clap.